Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Need expert advice on your family's health? Speak to us today at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Okay, time to take a look at what's coming up on big and small screens this week. And I'm joined today by Tara Brady, writer and film critic with the Irish Times, and Dave O'Callaghan of the podcast Here and Back Again. You're both very welcome. I got it, Dave.
Afternoon.
Standing over me. Okay. Tara, will we start with Kung Fu Panda 4, as we should? I suppose the kids are off school and people are wondering, is this one that they could bring them to at the cinema?
Well, I can report back that a selection of my offspring got along perfectly well with it. But one thing I would say is that, like, this is coming back after 8 years. It's 8 years since Kung Fu Panda 3.
Is it that long?
Yeah, it really is. And it's one of the, I was talking to the distributor, and it's really interesting because the big figures for tracking among audiences are 25-year-olds who grew up with the movies. That's who's going to see it in the cinemas, so which is very kind of interesting. But of course, it is obviously a big family draw. One thing I thought about it is that, like, it has this kind of nice premise. It has Poe starting off, played by Jack Black, obviously, who's everywhere at the minute with his Britney Spears cover version, and it has him coming back, and he's supposed to anoint the next successor and move off into kind of a more administrative role up the stairs. But he doesn't want to do that, and he wants to keep having adventures. So he teams up with this kind of wily fox played by Awkwafina to take on a big bad villain played by Viola Davis. And I think it's telling that Viola Davis's big bad villain is a chameleon, and her big dastardly plan involves bringing back all the villains of old. And you kind of see all the villains of old and go, why haven't I watching a film with Ian McShane's Tai Lung? Or why haven't I watching a film with kind of a better villain? While I did think it was enjoyable, I did think if you're bringing something back that's as beloved as this series after 8 years, it should be a little bit better. Because you always got the sense when you were watching it that the animation always was a little bit better than it was before. And, you know, it was a little bit more exciting and it had a little bit more heart. But yeah, this one I think is kind of, it's a little underpowered for a Kung Fu Panda film.
Okay, the underpowered is the first word I understood of what you were saying. I'm taking it that it was fine for the kids, but the adults might be picking holes in it the way adults do. Dave, One Night in Mill Street, which is in cinemas next Friday. This sounds
amazing. Now, first of all, this is not about the Eurovision people. This is about the boxing fight between Chris Eubanks and Steve, the Celtic Warrior Collins. 1995, Ireland. It's almost like a giant, fantastic episode, comedy episode of reeling in the years, because the best sports documentaries are the ones that actually almost aren't about sport. It's about the shenanigans that go on behind. And one of the standout people, I suppose, characters you'd always is Noel C. Duggan, the owner of Mill Street, who's how he got Eurovision and this huge boxing fight to Mill Street, as they said in the film, 25 miles from the nearest traffic light. Like, it's just fantastic. And then Steve Collins' mam describing how when Chris Eubanks came out to Simply the Best, should they all sing along because it's Tina Turner? And then she's like, oh, no, hold on, he's the baddie. And it's just, that captures it. And it's just, all the talking heads are really good. Steve Collins is very funny. Chris Eubanks is amazing. And it's just a really enjoyable, I absolutely loved it and I would highly recommend.
Brilliant. One Night in Mill Street, and that's in cinemas next week. Tara, another Irish film that is being showed on RT1 tomorrow night, it was in the cinemas a couple of years ago, The Peculiar Sensation of Being Pat Inglesby, which is an extraordinary little film, isn't it?
No, it's a great film. And I remember I interviewed Pat a few years ago, and it's one of those interviews, like you with Linda Martin a couple of weeks ago. You're like going, can this interview keep going and going? Because it's just, he's such a kind of great talker and he's such a great storyteller. And this documentary really plays into that. It lets him tell his own story. And, you know, he has it covers like growing up in Malahide when he had polio and listening to the radio and how that kind of forms him as an entertainer. And then, like, heading off to Britain, as so many people did, and how ill-suited he was for working, A, in an insurance office and in a Vauxhall factory, and then he has his mental health struggles. So it gives this great overview of that, but it also lets his kind of poems and, like, his kind of wit and his jokes all kind of do the talking for him. And it's a really fabulous film.
Yeah, there's layers and layers to it. The Peculiar Sensation of Being Pat Inglesby, RT1, tomorrow night at 11:35. And actually, we had Pat on the show here, and it's one of the most enjoyable guests we've ever had. Dave, I didn't think we needed another dystopian near future movie, but Alex Garland has done one now, and Alex Garland, I'm up for anything he does.
I'm all in. It's Alex Garland for a start. When it's a dystopian future America, but it's actually probably 3 weeks away type vibe. It's not like there's nothing futuristic in the sense of flying things. It's just journalists.
It's
America's
called
Civil
War.
Yeah, and it's America's second Civil War, and it's been split. And basically, Texas and California have joined up to try take down the government, which is led by the president, Nick Offerman. And it's more about journalists and photojournalists traveling across America. It's a road movie with Kirsten Dunst and Wagner Moura and Kaylee Spaney. And it is exhilarating. I mean, it's beautiful to look at. It's gripping. You'll be on the edge of your seat. It's 2 hours of absolute stress ball. I mean, I adored it. It's the way, like, there's moments where they'd be in a battle and they take a picture and the frame freezes and then it goes quiet. It's unbelievable. I will be biased because I think Alex Garland is amazing, but to me, this has to be seen in the cinema. It's out April 12th and I cannot recommend it enough. It's absolutely amazing. And don't think it's not Hunger Games dystopia. It's more realistic dystopia.
I might go to the cinema. You know that? I might actually go back to the cinema. Okay, a bit of TV then, Tara. Renegade Nell on Disney Plus is from the creator of the hugely popular Happy Valley, but it sounds a bit different.
It couldn't be more different. So Sally Wainwright, I mean, you'd never have got, if you know Happy Valley and you watch this, and there's not, you wouldn't pick her name out of a hat in a million years. It's also stars, like, very significantly, Louise Harland from Derry Girls, and she's really terrific in it. She's this highway woman from during the Regency era, or at least some kind of fantastical version of the Regency era. And you realise very quickly she's not just a highway woman, she also has superpowers. And the reason she has superpowers is because there's a fairy who's played by Ted Lasso star Nick Mohammed, who flies into her and gives her superpowers whenever she's in trouble. And then she takes on superhuman strength.
Is this for grown-ups?
I think it's trying to be for everybody.
Okay.
But I think part of the problem is that there's a lot going on. I mean, it's a bit clunky when you've got a flying fairy, you know, jumping into you to give you your powers. And then there's also there's also all this kind of there's all these kind of political machinations going on where there's the kind of the toff, the kind of local nobleman's son, Thomas Blanchford, and he's a very typical mustache twirling villain. He's menacing the locals. So by the end of the first episode, Nell and her two younger sisters are on the run, and it's I think the first episode is typical of what happens. Like, it sets it up almost like a western or a samurai movie, and it's like, oh, this is a good idea. It's going to be these villagers terrorized by this kind of local nobleman, but like a lot of the other ideas in this thing, it happens and then it's gone again, and everything is kind of tidied away, and then there's demonology, and then you're back to the fairies.
Stop, I've a headache. Okay, Renegade Nell on Disney Plus. Dave, Taskmaster is back on Channel 4, and our own Joanne McNally is in this season. People love Taskmaster,
during lockdown, I absolutely binged 15th season of it back to back. I didn't know what it was, and then it's basically five comedians. Greg Davies is the Taskmaster, and little Alex Horn is his kind of sidekick who creates all these tasks, and they have to do the most stupid, ridiculous tasks. Then they come on the show, and then it's all revealed, and they did who, you know, to win each week, and then at the end of it all, you're crowned Taskmaster and you get a kind of a big frame of Greg Davies' head. Darrow Brin is a previous champion, so no pressure on Joanne. It is just absolutely amazing. It's so funny. It's like every week you're going to be falling off the chair. They're really good on social as regards, you know, outtakes and all that. If you like things like Would I Lie to You and that type of show, it's not a kind of a panel on it. It's more them just doing the stupidest things you've ever seen, and they really get into it and they really want to win. And it's really
you're full of the joys of life today, so that's another good one there. Taskmaster coming back on Channel 4
every Thursday.
So Tara, Ripley on Netflix, it's coming on Thursday, and it stars Andrew Scott. And so I thought it might be like one of the other Ripley stories or moving on, but this is the same story told in The Talented Mr. Ripley, the film.
Yeah.
Which is one of the most amazing films of all time, I think.
Yeah.
Now told in a TV series.
Yeah, and also was told before that in a French film. So yeah, this is a reboot. I haven't seen this yet. It's coming out on Thursday. Obviously, it's Andrew Scott, so he's very much a man of the moment. He not only has he won like lots of awards in the last few years, and everyone was talking about about the awards that he didn't win for All of Us Strangers. So he's very much at the high. He's a much older Ripley, so it's going to be really interesting to see what they do, because Ripley in both the books and previous adaptations is you know a young man in his early 20s. So it's going to be a very interesting change.
He could be amazing though, playing this kind of psychopathic, plausible psychopathic kind.
Well,
of
he has he has form. Obviously, everybody loved Moriarty when he was in Sherlock, and has very fond memories of that. So if it manages to kind of hark back to that, I think it's going to be absolutely huge.
Okay, that's Ripley coming Thursday on Netflix. Dave, do you want to tell us about Is It Cake?
Is It Cake? It's basically a show. Is it? That is the question. Where people make these unbelievable cakes. I mean, this, you know, this microphone in front of me could be a cake right now, and I wouldn't know, because you're so these celebrity judges have to guess whether it's a cake, and they have to fool them. And then he comes along with the knife, the presenter, and tries to cut it, whether it's a runner or a cake. And if they win it, then to win the big prize of money, there's a pile of cash. But is that cake? So, you know, so the whole fun of it is you're sitting at home and you're shouting. So to get to the point, is it cake? And you're like going, well, it's obviously not cake. And then he puts a knife through it and it's cake. And you're like, that's it. But do you know
how long does this go on for?
It's only half hour episodes. Okay. And it's...
Does it sustain? It does.
It's season three. Yeah. And it's one of those, it's like people who watch Gladiators just go, do you know what? It's on the telly. Let's all shout at the telly and go, it's cake. No, it's not cake. Believe it or not.
So season three up on Netflix now.
Yes.
Is It Cake? Tara, tell us about The Beautiful Game on Netflix.
The Beautiful Game is a new film from Thea Sharrock, who's directed films like Me Before You. It's Michael Ward, who's a really good young actor and is very, very charismatic in this. He's a kind of prickly failed West Ham pro, and he joins up with a group of other house men who are being coached by Bill Nighy, who's obviously always very charming and is incredibly charming in this, who are going off to Rome to play in the Homeless World Cup. This is produced by Claudine Farrell, who's Colin Farrell's sister, and he's very much involved. He's an ambassador for the Homeless
World
Cup.
Oh, he's involved in that.
That's how that all ties together.
A nice gentle Easter Sunday afternoon or evening watch for all the family.
It's very much that. I think like it's kind of modus operandi is to publicize the Homeless World Cup, and that it does that very well, and it's very sweet.
Okay, The Beautiful Game on Netflix. Thank you very much, Tara Brady and Dave O'Callaghan, and that is it.